Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is how God pours out His Holy Spirit on us. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Plants for Food, written and read by Whitney Hoppler. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. Genesis 1:29. My meal at a farm-to-table restaurant was full of delightful courses. I started with appetizers such as pears, sourdough bread, miso soup, and radishes. Then I enjoyed several small courses with big tastes. Mushroom rice with carrots and kale, cabbage with peanuts and lemongrass, green beans with sweet potato, beets with sesame sauce, and more. The meal showcased just a small portion of the many plant-based foods that God has given us to enjoy. Using all of those wonderful plants, it's possible to prepare meals in countless creative ways. Eating at that restaurant not only filled my body with healthy food, it also filled my soul with wonder and gratitude. Imagine the lush Garden of Eden, where God spoke to the first human beings, Adam and Eve, to give them the plants and trees that would grow delicious food. Adam and Eve must have been overwhelmed with joy as they discovered God's generous provision for them. Every part of the garden was like a treasure chest that they could open to find valuable gifts. Today, we still have access to the awe-inspiring plants and trees that God originally created. We can buy a diverse variety of fresh plant-based food from all over the world, and we can even grow some in our own gardens. God ordained these gifts for our nourishment and delight. As we explore the vast array of plant-based foods, we can uncover a treasure trove of flavors and nutrients that were carefully crafted by our Creator. In Genesis 1:29, we see God's generous love in action as He lavishes blessings on humanity, giving us a huge variety of plant-based foods to eat. Choosing plant-based foods for our meals today can help us connect with our loving Creator. We know that eating foods from plants is healthy for our bodies, but we may not often think about how doing so is good for our souls. By enjoying plant-based foods, we can cultivate a deeper connection with God as we honor His original design for healthy living and stewardship of the earth. It can be a powerful experience to savor the flavors of freshly picked produce. We feel energized by all the nutrients packed into those vegetables, fruits, nuts, and more. As we nourish our bodies with wholesome plant-based foods, we take good care of the bodies God has entrusted to us. Eating plant-based foods also helps us experience a deeper sense of harmony within ourselves and with the world around us. As we embrace a lifestyle of mindfully and prayerfully eating fresh natural foods from plants, we can find greater fulfillment in our journey of faith. So let's approach each meal with reverence and thanksgiving, recognizing the sacredness of the natural process God has designed to bring our food to us. Seeds grow into plants and trees that produce a bounty of healthy and delicious food for us to eat. That's something wonderful to be thankful for. Saying grace over our meals gives us opportunities to express our gratitude to God for His abundant provision. Whether we enjoy a simple salad, a hearty bowl of soup, or a colorful array of fruits, we can appreciate the countless ways God sustains us through His creation. Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on how God has given us plans for food, consider these questions. How does your current diet reflect your appreciation for God's provision of plant-based foods? Are there areas where you could incorporate more fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, and seeds into your meals? Consider the impact of your dietary choices on both your physical health and spiritual well-being. How do plant-based foods contribute to your overall sense of wholeness and vitality? What challenges might you encounter as you seek to incorporate more plant-based foods into your diet? How can you rely on God's strength and guidance to overcome these challenges and eat more plant-based foods? Take a few moments to consider the variety of flavors, textures, and nutrients God has provided through His creation. How can you thank God regularly for the abundance of plant-based foods available to you? How can you make more sustainable and environmentally conscious decisions when choosing plant-based foods? How can you cultivate a sense of community with others by eating plant-based foods together? Further reading. Genesis 9:3. Proverbs 15:17. Psalm 104:14 through 15. Acts 14:17. Daniel 1:12-16.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.